Authorities in Argentina have suspended a controversial court ruling issued yesterday. An appeals court had ordered the release of suspected human rights abusers from the days of Argentina's so-called dirty war in the 1970s and 80s. The judges said the suspects had been held too long without a verdict. Now that order will likely be reviewed by Argentina's Supreme Court. Ian Guest is the author of Behind the Disappearances, a book about human rights abuses in Argentina. This is how he describes his reaction to yesterday's court ruling.
I was shocked. Alfredo Astiz and Acosta, the two former officers who have been ordered released, were two of the most notorious torturers during Argentina's dirty war, and I think that their release will send a very bad message.
What made them notorious? I mean, what were some of the things they were accused
right.
of, and what is the evidence?
Well, they were part of a death squad that operated out of the Navy Mechanics School in Buenos Aires, and they were sent out to capture and ultimately kill suspected subversives. And of course, during Argentina's dirty war, we know that many, many more people than that were affected by this terror. Thousands of people were killed, and although the Navy was not responsible for all of them, they did certainly play a key role, and these two individuals were very central to that whole operation.
Mr. Guest, you wrote a book about the disappearances in Argentina during the Dirty War. Why did you get involved in this?
Well, I got involved because I was reporting from Geneva as a journalist for The Guardian, and I saw the relatives of the disappeared start to come to the human rights bodies in Geneva in 1977-78 to raise alarm about what was happening in Argentina at the time. And as the stories of the disappearances came out, I found it shocking. And so I went down to Argentina and followed up. And Astiz's name kept coming up.
Right. And if they end up by being released on bail, it'll be because of this Argentine law that requires that anyone in custody without conviction for more than 2 years be released pending trial. So how familiar are you with this law and how it's been enforced in the past?
Well, not that familiar with the law itself, although, of course, they are following due process, and you cannot keep people detained without putting them on trial indefinitely, and I think that that is understood by everybody. The problem is that there are many people who are awaiting trial for their role or suspected role during the dirty war in Argentina, and Astiz and Acosta in particular are sort of symbolic of the terror that I think their release is going to send a chill through the ranks of the human rights community and the relatives down there, and one just has to hope that they will keep up the struggle. And they have made huge strides in the past few years in calling the torturers and the people who were responsible for that awful period in Argentina to account.
Why have they not gone on trial yet?
It's a very long process, obviously, the legal process down there. But you know, they have had a very difficult time in Argentina getting this whole issue of the disappearances into the legal system and challenging the climate of impunity. I mean, if we go back, the first democratic government after the dictatorship basically imposed what he called a full stop on prosecutions and accepted that officers like Astiz had been acting under orders. Now, that really did put a brake on any attempts by the human rights groups and the relatives to claim justice. And it's taken them many years to kind of claw their way back. But hopefully this will be a wake-up call for the judicial process down there, and we'll see this trial back on track quite soon.
Ian Guest, Executive Director of the Advocacy Project in Washington, D.C., thank you very much.
You're very welcome.